This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Palestinian death toll in Gaza has surpassed 25,000 with no end in sight to the Israel-Hamas war. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
The Palestinian death toll from the war between Israel and Hamas now exceeds 25,000, according to the health ministry in the Gaza Strip. The latest number is reported as the Israeli government appears far from achieving its goal of crushing the militant group and freeing more than 100 hostages. The level of death, destruction, and displacement from the war is already without precedent in the decades-old Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Yet Israeli officials say the fighting is likely to continue for several more months. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu once again says that he will not compromise on full Israel control over Gaza and that this is contrary to a Palestinian state. His statement rejects U.S. President Joe Biden's suggestion that creative solutions could bridge wide gaps between the leaders' views on Palestinian statehood. The United Nations says that women and children are the main victims of the Israel-Hamas war, with 16,000 killed so far. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The United Nations Agency Promoting Gender Equality has said an estimated 2 Palestinian mothers lose their lives every hour since the war began. In a recently released report, the agency pointed to gender inequality and the burden on women fleeing the fighting with children and being displaced again and again. UNICEF communication specialist Tess Ingram, who has just come back from Gaza, said a baby is born into the war every 10 minutes in horrifying conditions.
Nurse Webda has performed emergency cesareans on 6 dead women in the last 8 weeks.
Gaza's health ministry says nearly 25,000 Palestinians have been killed in the conflict. In Israel, around 1,200 people were killed during the October 7 attack by Hamas. I'm Karen Shannon.
And this is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has said he could end the war in Ukraine within 24 hours, seeing how he has good relations with both Russia and Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called him out on it. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
In an interview with Britain's Channel 4 News that aired Friday, Zelensky said he wanted to take Trump up on his offer.
Donald Trump, I invite you to Ukraine, to Kyiv. So if you can stop the war during 24 hours, I think it will be enough to come.
Zelensky went on to say he thought Trump's rhetoric was dangerous, as he feared whatever plan Trump may have will not include Ukraine's best interests. Throughout his political career, Trump has frequently lavished praise on Russian President Vladimir Putin, including after Moscow's February 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden says Democrats are closer to reaching a bipartisan deal with Republicans on tighter border security and funding for Ukraine, but former President Donald Trump could scuttle that deal. AP's Jackie Quinn.
Senate negotiators are closing in on the details of an agreement on stricter border measures that could unlock Republican support for Ukraine aid, something President Biden's been pushing for.
I'm ready to solve the problem. I really am. Massive changes, and I mean it sincerely.
But the deal is starting to wobble. House leaders are facing pressure from GOP front-running candidate Donald Trump, who wants even more concessions from the Democrats. In Iowa last week, he said,
I will seal the border and I will shut down the invasion of our country.
In 2018, then President Trump intervened and rejected a previous bipartisan attempt to address border security. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Congo's President Felix Tshisekedi has been sworn into office after a disputed December election. At the swearing-in ceremony on Saturday, he promised a huge crowd of supporters and several heads of state to unite the Central African country during his second 5-year term and to protect lives in the conflict-hit eastern region. He won re-election with more than 70% of the vote, according to the Election Commission. However, opposition candidates and their supporters questioned the validity of the election, which was mired in logistical problems. Congo's Constitutional Court earlier this month rejected a petition by an opposition candidate to annul the vote altogether. And actor Alex Baldwin once again is facing a felony involuntary manslaughter charge after a grand jury indicted the actor in connection with the fatal 2021 shooting of a cinematographer on the set of a movie in New Mexico. New charge was filed Friday. Defense attorneys say that they'll fight it. Baldwin was pointing a gun at the cinematographer during a rehearsal outside when the gun went off, killing her and wounding the director. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.